Hello and welcome to the Bestseller Experiment, where we continue to explore the inner game of writing and life and inspire you to start, finish and publish a best-selling book. I'm Mark DeVoe, and a very quick thank you to our patrons of the week this week for supporting the show. Our patrons are Jeff White, Ian Sainsbury, Mark Hood, Jackie Kirkham and L.A. Davenport. Thank you so much, everyone. And if you'd like to be like them, please pop along to bestsellerexperiment.com/support. You'll get hundreds of extra hours of bonus content, plus that lovely feel-good feeling of support in this podcast so we can keep bringing you more and more great content. Now, we're going to dive in straight this week on a very exciting announcement I've got to make. For long-term listeners of the podcast, you know that back in around 2019, I launched a trial project called the 200 Word Challenge. And since then, over the last, 5 years now, it has absolutely exploded in popularity, and it's become the mainstay for many, many people out there, both listeners of this podcast and beyond, who are using it to write and finish their books. We've had massive success stories from people who've had best-selling novels from it. They've landed major publishing deals of people who've written series. We've got people who are on their 1,500th day streak right now, unbroken since the actual 200-word challenge started. But today I'm going to make a big announcement, because we're going to be doing something that we've never done before, and you are all invited. I'd like to invite you to a very, very special event that's happening in May. Before I tell you about that, I just want to give you a bit of background to what's actually been happening with the 200 word challenge. We've had over thousands of participants, and there's been around 40 million words banked so far. But I actually reckon there's probably over 100 million, because there's a lot of people who've been writing novels who, you know, it's still to bank their words when they finish their novel. And we originally set this goal of creating 1 billion words banked within the 200 word challenge, because we wanted to really get the world writing, and not just writing, but writing consistently, finding the time to write and creating the schedule and the habit of writing. But one thing that we've never done before is actual training and life coaching on how to write the 200 words a day, because the 200 word challenge, it's easy to say, but it's actually quite hard to do. We've done some research. Going back again when I did this with a small group of people before we launched the project internationally, and we found that when we asked people what were their biggest struggles writing, the number one reason that people said, this is 83% of the people we surveyed said that the number one reason was they just didn't have the time to write. They were too busy with either life, the day job, family, looking after parents, whatever it might be. But 83% of people were struggling. The other reasons that came up were self-confidence. That was the second biggest reason. Third biggest reason was thinking my writing is not good enough. Fourth biggest reason was interesting, too many ideas. The fifth reason, which many of you will know about, is procrastination. The sixth biggest reason is actually finishing the book. So for a lot of people, they kind of get into their book and then they just get stuck. And that's why they don't write, because they don't know where to go with it. The next reason was finding the time to write consistently. Then organizing your life, or organizing writing around your life, as it often is for many people. And then the final reason we had was people writing too many books, so having such a split focus that they were never really knowing what to do and where to write, and never really getting to the end of any of them. Well, the 200 word challenge hits almost every single one of those things on the list. That's what we've discovered over the last 4 or 5 years. So on the 13th of May, I am launching the live 200 word challenge. It's a 5-day 200 word challenge where I will be going live online every single day and giving you live coaching and delving really deeply into why the 200 word challenge is working and why it's so successful. I'll delve a little bit into the magic of what makes it work, and also go a bit into the psychology of why it works as well. Because when I designed this challenge, I'd been doing a lot of research into the world of habits, which, as we all know, is like a really big topic right now. This is the success of books like Atomic Habits, which many of you will have read. I interviewed BJ Fogg, who's the Stanford University professor of behavioral change, like the leading scientist in the world around this, the guy that created the idea behind Instagram and gave it to a student who ran with it. The 200 word challenge is about creating a good habit in our life and something which has a really positive outcome in our life, such as writing a book, publishing that book, and then getting all the joy and success from actually having done that and building that self-confidence. So a lot of the science behind the 200 word challenge was very much driven by the world of habits, which is why it's working so successfully. But in the 5-day challenge, I'm going to go into a bit of the background into it. So we're going to discuss over these 5 days, I'll be teaching about the science of habits. I'll also be teaching about how to write when you don't have time to write, because, you know, with just 15 minutes a day, you can get one book every year for the rest of your life. So, you know, think about what you believe your life expectation to be. I mean, we all hope to live to 100 plus, but, you know, realistically, we've all hopefully got many years left in our lives. And if you think about how many years you've got left, imagine what it would be like to get to the end of your life and look back on a library, a catalogue of books that you've written, at least one a year. One of the interesting things is once you get into the 200 word challenge, you actually increase the amount of words that you write on an average. It's a bit like when you go to the gym, you know, you start out pumping the lowest weights, the smallest weights, but as you build those muscles, you can then start to pump bigger muscles. You can even write more words in the same amount of time, as one example. So I'll be showing you a bit about how that happens and why it's so important if you want to create a legacy, if you want to create a set of books, or even just that one book that you've been desperate to write all your life. This is really the best way to start. We're going to also delve into how to create writing goals and decide on your word count for your book, which a lot of people struggle with. We'll also talk a little bit about how to create a writing schedule that sticks, because it's very easy for us to sit down and say, right, I'm going to plan my writing this week. But what I found with so many people is they're not able to kind of do that for more than a couple of weeks before it falls off the wagon. And there are some tips and tricks to make writing really stick. Now, if you listened to the podcast last week, where I started out on the hallmarks, habits of highly successful authors, you'll know that the very first thing we talked about there was writing habits and creating schedules as well. But there's good ways to create schedules and there's ways that are doomed for failure. So I'll go a little bit into what works and maybe, you know, examine some of the things that you're currently doing and maybe coach a bit around that. I'm also going to explore something about around day 3 on something called the phenomenon of writer's momentum. Now, what I've been doing in the background of the 200 word challenge over the last 5 years is I've been collecting data on the numbers of words that people are writing each day. And I've been doing a lot of analysis on that. And having delved deep into these millions of words that have been registered and banked with the 200 word challenge, I've seen some really incredible trends that happen almost consistently with everyone that manages to kind of keep going every single day with writing. And there's this one phenomenon that I've seen, which I've graphed out, called writer's momentum. And it will blow you away when you see the graph. And I want to show that to you live with the challenge so that you can actually see it on screen. There's a new theory as well, which I've been working on, called compound writing. And that also comes from some of the data that I've found. And again, if you're interested in finding out what that's all about, I'll be exploring that deeper on the live 5-day 200 word challenge. I'm also going to teach you about how the 200 word challenge cures writer's block. There's a lot of talk over the last, you know, seven and a half years, we've talked to authors about this concept of writer's block. And I've seen a trend where people who write 200 words a day don't suffer from writer's block anymore, which made me really curious. And I started asking myself the question, why is that? And I've got some ideas around why that is, which I want to share with you. And the other thing you might be saying is, well, Mark, I've finished my book. I'm in the editing process of my book. Or what if I'm editing and I'm not writing right now? Well, a lot of people don't realize, but you can actually integrate your editing process, your editing schedule into the 200 word challenge. And the way that we do that is we have like this currency conversion rate, whereas if you spend 20 minutes of editing, it is the equivalent of writing 200 words. So even if you're not writing every single day because you're editing, you can still use this challenge to help you build the momentum. Because I know that there's probably the majority of people I talk with and meet say that they find editing one of the hardest things to do. It's a real grind for them. They enjoy the writing process, but they find it really hard. Now, there is another group of people who absolutely love the editing process. That is like their bread and butter, and they can't wait to get to it. So it's really fascinating. It's kind of like this Marmite effect where you either love it or you hate it. But for the majority of people that struggle with it, I want to teach you how you can use the 200 word challenge in your editing phase of your book as well, which is where a lot of people get stalled again. And having something like the 200 word challenge to focus on can really get you through to the very end. And then one other thing I'll be sharing with you is some new case studies about books that have been written based purely on the 200 word challenge, series that have been written, major publishing deals that have been secured. And also in some cases, how the 200 word challenge actually saved some writers who had actually given up. They thought, I'm never going to do this again. And what they discovered through the 200 word challenge is it wasn't that they didn't want to write. They just didn't have an effective way of writing. And the 200 word challenge gave them that. So part of the reason for me doing this is I really want people to get that upfront knowledge to get. I really want to inspire you to show you what's possible when you really get into it. Because one of my goals is to get as many people writing 200 words a day. And more importantly, for that habit to stick. Because once it sticks, once it becomes integrated into your life, you no longer have to work hard to get writing. Writing just becomes a part of your life. You know, it becomes as natural as breathing, doing the laundry, you know, making dinner, things that you do every day on repeat without even thinking about it. I want to get writers to this place in their life where, you know, if you get to like 7, 8 o'clock at night and you haven't done your 200 words, you know that something doesn't feel right. That's where I want to get you to. Because I've always said this, the words that we write are our currency as authors. And we're really going down to the absolute fundamentals of what it is to be a writer. As I said a couple of weeks ago, you know, you can be the best writer in the world. You can have studied the craft of writing. You could have done a PhD in writing with the very best professors. You could have worked with the best-selling author mentors. But if you don't have the habit of writing down, all of that incredible talent that you have will go to waste because those words will never get shared with the world. If you're feeling burnt out, you know, the other end of the spectrum is you've been writing for a number of years and you're feeling burnt out. You're thinking, oh, you know, I've been plugging away at this for ages and you're tired. Well, the 200 word challenge is going to invigorate you to get going again as well. So if you're interested in signing up and joining me live for the challenge, it starts on the 13th of May. Monday the 13th of May, and it will run for 5 consecutive days. We will have repeats of the video on the days if you can't make the actual time that it's live. But you can join me. You'll be able to kind of ask questions. But the other thing is, as part of that week, you will be writing 200 words a day. So by the end of that week, everyone who does the challenge will have 1,000 words minimum going towards whatever they're doing. And it's super important to know as well that this is for anyone who writes, whether you're writing a fiction book, a non-fiction book, or even working on your blog. You know, if there's a lot of people out there that want to start a blog, they want to reignite a blog that never got started and got momentum behind it, or they left and it's been sitting there for 2, 3, 5, 10 years. Or that you want to add new content to a blog that you're already working on. This is just as relevant for you. And I always say to people, if you're not writing a book right now, as an author, as a writer, you should be adding to your blog. You should be generating your future audience through your blog posts and just keeping the practice of writing. So even if you haven't got a book on the go right now, you can use it to write articles or blogs or anything that might help you as a writer in the future. So that's my guarantee to you. If you show up every day, you will have at least 1,000 words by the end of the week. The other thing I'm going to say is back when I did this trial before we launched the actual challenge in 2020, I worked with a group of people and we had it was about 30 people, and I broke them up into two groups. Half the group did the challenge on their own, and the other half were buddied up. So there were pairs, partners, who had to report to each other their writing, like word count for the day. And I found some incredible results in both groups. But what blew me away is that the buddying system that I created for the group had even better results. So one of the things I'm going to ask you to do is, if you're interested in joining the challenge, I want you to think of somebody to approach, a writing buddy or three. You know, maybe you've got a writing group, maybe you've got some friends online, maybe just on your Instagram or Facebook. Put out a note to say, I'm doing this challenge, join me as a writing buddy, or join me to do it with me. Because it's a bit like the jogging phenomenon. You know, if you want to get out and jog, and you find someone to do it with, you're much more likely to get out of bed when they're there banging on your door at, you know, 6:30 in the morning with their tracksuit on and their runners, saying, come on, we've got to get out. And it might be dark, it might be rainy, it might be windy. Now, if it were just you doing it on your own, you know what's going to happen. It's like you're going to turn over, you're going to, you know, hear the rain outside, you're going to hit that snooze button on your alarm, and you're not going to get out of bed. But when there's somebody else showing up to, you know, to be there with you, your accountability partner, as we call it in the Bestseller Academy, you are much more likely to show up for them than you are to show up for yourself. So sometimes we have to use these concepts to help us get going. So think of someone who's either said to you, well, you know, in the past, oh, I'd really like to write a book, or I've always wanted to write a book, or someone who said to you, no, I'm writing a book and I'm really stuck, or just anyone that you know who's in the process of going through that writing, whether it's a blog. Invite them to join you and get yourself a buddy or two or three to come on the 13th of May with, to enjoy and learn together, and then, you know, encourage each other and celebrate with each other as you all kind of crash through your words that week. So folks, it's a short episode today, but I just wanted to firstly announce the 200 word challenge. You can sign up by going to 200wordchallenge.com. You can sign up anytime up until the 12th of May, which is the day before the live challenge. And I'm actually really excited to also meet many of the people that listen to this podcast. I've met lots of you in the Academy on the BXP team, but I know there's a lot of people who've been listening for, you know, a long time. And it's always lovely to kind of meet and like answer your questions and have a chat with you. So do join me, 200wordchallenge.com. Write this date in your diary, the 13th of May, going all the way through to the Friday, the 17th of May. And this is going to be one of the most exciting things we've done on the podcast. I cannot wait to do this. And there'll be so much more I'll be sharing with you. You know, if you think about it over the week, it'll be a good couple of hours worth of coaching that you'll be getting. And it's a free challenge. This is free to absolutely everyone. It's, you know, sponsored by the Bestseller Academy. So come and join us and find out more about how you can create the writing habit for a lifetime, which is the absolute ultimate goal that I'm trying to create here. So folks, if you've enjoyed today's show and the music on the show, do pop along to Spotify and search for Urban Myth Club, which is my music project, which is, you know, some of the music you'll recognize from the show. I'm also really excited to announce we've hit a major milestone on YouTube. We hit a magic number of subscribers that we were looking to get to, and we're now looking to build at another 500 subscribers to get to our next milestone. So the way that works with YouTube is, when you subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, you get automatic videos coming into your recommendations, a bit like on the podcast when you subscribe on Apple or Amazon or Spotify as well. You get delivered those podcasts to you, so you don't even have to think about it. So every time you put out new content, it just automatically arrives. So if you'd like to firstly get that, but also one of the great things by subscribing to the YouTube channel Bestseller Experiment is that it also helps the views that people get, like that gets recommended to other writers as well. So you'll help us grow the channel and reach more writers, which I would really, really appreciate. So if you've not yet subscribed on YouTube, please just pop along, search for Bestseller Experiment, and hit that subscribe button. You can also join us on socials. We're on Facebook at Bestseller Experiment, X and Twitter at Bestseller XP, Instagram, Threads, and Pinterest also at Bestseller XP. And I'd also like to say a massive thank you again to our team who are, you know, behind the scenes that make this podcast happen every week, to JD, to Dave, and to Liza, and If you would like to get show notes of today's notes, if you'd like the link to sign up for the 200-word challenge, the five-day challenge coming up, you can just pop along to bestsellerexperiment.com and you'll find links to our newsletters where you'll get weekly updates, all the episodes that we've got on there, plus exclusives. You can also drop me a note as well if you want to say hi, just by clicking on the contact button. So thanks, folks, for joining me this week. I hope you have a fantastic writing week. I hope you're getting excited to join the 200-word challenge in a couple of weeks from now. And it's been a real pleasure spending this time with you. I super appreciate you all. And it's a very goodbye from me, Mark DeVoe, aka Bookmark. Goodbye. What are your writing dreams? Finishing that book? Quitting the day job? Becoming a best-selling author? Since 2016, we've interviewed and studied the advice of over 500 best-selling authors who've collectively sold over 1 billion books. And in the Bestseller Academy, we've incorporated powerful and proven strategies for success, inspiring fiction and non-fiction authors just like you to reach new heights and write their best book ever. Ready to take your writing to the next level with accountability, craft, coaching, and the most inspiring and exclusive community of like-minded writers? Well, your bestseller dreams are just a click away. Join us today at bestsellerexperiment.com/academy. That's bestsellerexperiment.com/academy.